celebrating Flagstaff in Coconino County here this morning at Rosie on the House. That's the location that our December's Arizona Staycation winners will be going next weekend. So we wanted to kind of highlight all the different things that you can do in that part of the state. We had a great interview last week with Kevin from Lowell Observatory.
Historian.
And he's the official historian. He gave us free family passes to that. We've got free passes to Arizona State Parks, so we had to call Executive Director Miss Sue Black in. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So if we put you up for free at Little America and give you the Ford vehicle of your choice for 3 or 4 days, what state parks do you go see in that area?
Well, first of all, it's your 30th anniversary, and you guys gave me this calendar, and I just absolutely love it. So congratulations on that. But your staycation... What a prize. If anybody listened to that list, I'm like, I want to win that thing.
I was thinking the same thing.
And that's the last guy with the restaurant. That I got to go there.
Oh, you do.
Like I said, it's attention to detail and 5:30 in the morning, getting up and 40 different kinds of wood. But anyways, the places that out of the Arizona State Parks would be Reardon Mansion. If you've never been there, it's a great tour. So historic, as you were talking about. And it's just beautiful, nestled right in the middle of the city. It's pretty cool.
It is right next to the NAU campus. It's right smack dab in the middle of town. It's extremely easy to find. And the tour is fantastic. And it's two families building two homes joined in the middle by a big living room. And some of the construction innovations they had for solar heat gain, for hot water, the boiling system they put in the house, they were way ahead of their time.
Well, and just with your show, I'm like, boy, that just dovetails so nicely. And we just put on the new roof and the new deck and the fire suppression system and all that. But one of my favorite things about Reardon Mansion is the swing that's in front of the fireplace. Have you seen that?
Yes.
It's this swing that from the ceiling, and it looks like it should be outdoors, right? And then it turns around. So when you want to stare at the fireplace, you unhook it and you put it this way, and then you turn it around, and then you look out the window the other way. I'm like, they did that way back when. I'm like, why don't we do that?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it's really cool. So you got to go see it if you're up there. And one of the things we're trying to do this upcoming season and working with the Historic Society up there is to really look at the grounds, you know, because everybody goes to see the mansion. But when you look at the pine trees and the beauty of the park itself, is to really start to bring more activities to that as well.
Well, it is a great little park. And last time we were up broadcasting from the Flagstaff Home Show, we actually went and broadcast in the gift shop of Reardon Mansion.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's cool.
So, I'm sorry, but I do not remember the docent curator's name that we interviewed, but she was really, really good.
Yeah, they really know their stuff up there talking about historians. So if you're in Flagstaff, you just should swing in and go take a tour. It's a wonderful way to spend an afternoon.
Okay, Reardon, that'd be your first state park stop.
Well, just because it's the closest and you're already in Flagstaff.
Okay.
So then I'd drive out and have lunch at the restaurant.
Satchmo's.
All right. And then I'd head east on 40 and head out to Hamalavi.
Okay.
Hamalavi State Park.
All right. And I have a hard time pronouncing it, but it is on the windswept plains just across the highway from Winslow. Mm-hmm. And when Jennifer and I found it, I think we were the only ones there that day.
And we took a little tour. And it's large, so you can get in your car, and they have little headsets. You can stop at each place. But it was really just awe-inspiring thinking about people living there, and so many people. Rosie hasn't stopped talking about it since. It's pretty amazing.
It's a pueblo of 1,200 rooms.
Right.
Occupied three separate occasions as recently as the 1400s. I could just imagine raising my kids on that beautiful plateau overlooking the Colorado River.
Yeah, with the views and everything. So
man. People
should really get to know this property and to swing by and go see it. But, you know, we have camping and hiking and then, again, all the interpretive of the history that was there. It's a real gem in the park system that's kind of unknown.
And some of the ranchers of the area, Jim O'Hockle, who we met a couple years ago at the awards banquet for Wildlife for Tomorrow, had to cede some of his property and improvements in the property to the state to allow this park to be created. Mm-hmm. What a great collaboration of everyone focusing on this site needs to be saved.
Well, and protected.
Preserved.
When you looked at what was happening to it, and we don't need to get into that, but it's protected now, and that's the good news. And even like we were talking earlier, changing the name, you know, that we got rid of the word ruins, and because it's a living, you know, it we're still here. It's not what the negativity of what the word ruins means was important to the Hopi.
Mm-hmm, I can understand that.
And do you remember what I said when I walked up to the visitor center? It's one of the prettiest buildings, and then I find out my friend Eddie Jones designed it.
Oh, that's funny. Well, of course you'd look at all the buildings and the structure and all of that. Yeah, of course you would.
He did a great job. That is a great visitor center, and I still can't pronounce it. Homolivi.
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 Okay, now can you pronounce the name of the trails?
Oh, boy.
Okay, no way. Okay, listeners, here's the spelling of one of the trails. NUSUNGVO. NUSUNGVO.
Nusungvo?
Nusungvo.
Nusungvo.
I always get the accents wrong.
I can tell you it means place of rest in the Hopi language. And I can see that.
Me too.
But the story, as I remember, is these were Hopi moving out from First and Second Mesa, establishing a community on the Little Colorado. But on three separate occasions, they would move back to Second Mesa up at Oraibi and what's still on the reservation. That's all absolutely gorgeous country as well.
Boy, you were really listening.
Oh.
You just absorbed it, huh?
Well,
he was living it.
That's what I'm getting. And I for the listeners, I hope that they go up and experience the same thing. It's our history.
It is a fabulous park. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, last night, in prep for today, I went on the website, Arizona AZ State Parks, and was just playing around with booking a campsite. Y'all have made this so incredibly easy.
I appreciate you saying that, because my team, we worked really hard on it, because, you know, everything's on your, you know, devices at this point. So that's what we're really trying to do, is to give that information, experience, you know, that it's all right there for you. So I would tell people, just really get used to that website if you're looking for things to do, and especially with our special events and things that are happening. There's so many cool stuff, you know, that a lot of people just stay around what they're used to. It's like, you know, venture out and go try something. So with this weekend, it's free for Martin Luther King Day. All 3 days. So the governor announced it, and it's in celebration of the gold medal.
Congratulations again
thanks,
for that.
Thanks.
Why don't you highlight what that exactly was?
Well, when I first took the position, having conversations with the governor, he wants, you know, the best for Arizonans and for our visitors, and so we set a goal to be the best in the country out of the other 49 states, and 2.5 years later, we were awarded the gold medal for best managed park system in the country. So we're celebrating.
Awesome.
Yeah, for everybody. You know,
had to go to New Orleans and get the trophy.
Yeah, had to do that.
Yeah.
So we'll be presenting it to the governor and to the legislature within the next month. So we're pretty excited about that. But back to that, it's free day use. So if you want to go to Homolivi Saturday, Sunday, or this Monday being Martin Luther King Day, it's free. So I think that everybody should get on the website, go take a day trip, and see what's yours.
So all the parks are open on Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So we were talking how easy it is to book. You click on to the actual, you just get to azstateparks.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom, and all the state parks are listed. You just click on the park you're interested in, and it gives you the opportunity to book a campsite, an RV site. You've got full pull-through RV sites with all the amenities.
Yeah, and now we're adding cabins. So right now we're in the process, and you'd love the development of this. We're, you know, watching them go in, but Cavco cabins are made right here in Arizona. So the first park, they're going to be out at Los Dutchman, and they're going to have...
Oh, that's a great park.
Yeah, and we put porches on each end, so whether you want to be in the sun or not in the sun, or watch the sunrise, sunset, what have you, they're going to be amazing. So if you don't have an RV and you don't want a tent, you know, you have this hard-sided, you know, cabin that you can kind of get acquainted with the whole camping experience. So real excited about that. So like I said, just get to know the website and see what's out there. And next weekend, we've got the Balloon Fest out in Lake Havasu. That's going to be beautiful to see.
That, lots of balloons.
That's mm-hmm. that's
yeah,
awesome.
Lots of them. She asked me how many balloons. I'm like, a lot.
Well, we're jumping around the state with Executive Director of the Arizona State Parks and Trails System, Ms. Sue Black. And we're kind of camped at Homolivi right now.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all've got some great events coming up. You've got an event for the Lunar Eclipse. It's going to be January 31st. And you've got a star party in the evening of February 3rd. That is a fabulous place to see the sky.
So far away from the lights.
Totally. And that's when you go up there and you take your family or your sweetheart or whatever, but you go up there, that's one of those experiences that you'll never forget. Mm-hmm. You know, it may take a little energy to get out there in those hours, but I'll tell you, it's going to be worth it.
It is.
You know, we do them all over the state. So with all of the different events that we have, do you get, go do one. I would really highly encourage everyone to go see the night sky.
So we've got you in Flagstaff as winners one of our staycation. You've taken us to Reardon. You've taken us to Homolivi. Well, I almost did it.
Homolivi. Yeah.
And where are you going to take us now in the state parks in and around Flagstaff?
Well,
and
if you're around
County?
Flagstaff, you know, one of the best drives is 89A, and I know it gets very crowded, whatever, but to drive from Flagstaff down 89A to Slide Rock State Park, that's really something. You know, if you have visitors in, and do it on those off days, don't do it on Saturday, you know.
That's pretty all year round. You can do fall if you're not, if you don't have to get in the water,
right?
Beautiful fall colors, and even wintertime is gorgeous.
Well, and what I really want to do is to extend some of the trail system out of the south side of the park so that all of the other trailheads that are overcrowded now, that Slide Rock, because people go there in the summer. Mm-hmm. So on the off season, that you can actually still utilize our parking lot and then access some of those trails.
Great. That mm-hmm. would be awesome.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating MLK weekend. Mm-hmm. Governor Ducey has allowed y'all to close the cash registers and let everybody in free for day use.
For day use,
for the 3 days.
Yeah.
And what you look like you're getting ready to go on a hike. What are you up
to
today?
Well, it's funny. You guys have had me on, and then I dressed up the first couple of times that I came here.
Then she knew better.
It's radio. They don't care what you're wearing. So I'm going hiking, so I thought I might as well just get dressed in this and then take off from here. But I'm not exactly sure where I want to go hiking today because, you know, I know the trails for the state park system, but there's so much more that Arizona State Parks and Trails does is we have this grant program. So we give money to local communities through some recreational trails program. You got motorized trails, non-motorized trails, and you guys don't need to know all the details of that. But I went to the grand opening of a trail that we funded through a grant, about $80,000, down in Buckeye. And we had the ribbon cutting with the mayor and the community services director and the parks director. And boy, there was a lot of people there. But it's a totally accessible trail. So there were all these kids there, and there were people that had a disability of one kind or the other. But seeing these kids in these wheelchairs go out into – one of the moms said to me, he's never been in the desert. Oh, my God. I got goosebumps.
Oh.
And so he's riding along just – mesmer, you know, and again, I'm still getting goosebumps. But the other thing that we did is we released some hawks. So we released three Harris hawks and then the red tail hawk, which is the name of the trail. And I'll tell you, I've got it on my phone. We videotaped it, and so I want to take it back to the office and then have my guys, you know, gecko, we call it gecko-fy it, and show everybody. So again, if you get to know our website, then you can see some of those events that you weren't at. But I'll tell you, when they let those hawks go and those kids, it's one of the best days.
Magical, huh?
It really was.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I want to go back down there today and go hike that trail and just take some of the longer trails too.
Sue Black, Executive Director of Arizona State Parks and Trails, the award-winning Arizona State Parks and Trails. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and everybody enjoy the 3-day weekend. And again, if you're looking for something to do, get on the website and go visit your state parks.